Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Come get your blessings here. Come get your blessings here.
That's right, that's right.
Come get your blessings here. Come get your blessings here. I know a guy who just giving me the way. He hold it down, you ain't even got a pay. Before they disappear. Come get your blessings here. Frustrated, feeling overstressed. All the bills are due, living in a mess. There is something here that is made for you. Sending praises up, we'll get those blessings through. He gon' hit the shoe, she gon' dance her do. They gon' sing a song and anything will do. Living to the fullest, according to his will. You gon' catch a blessing, it gives all worth a million. And people who's around me will think I'm talking crazy. I wouldn't worry about them, I just keep God's blessings. And I got them over here. Come get your blessings here. Come get your blessings here.
All right.
Come get your blessings here.
Man, I'm telling you, we're talking about blessings this morning. And I have a wonderful blessing with me today. Oh, my, y'all, we're talking about blessing. You are going to have, we're going to have a great show, a wonderful show, wonderful with one of my favorite people, a wonderful show with one of my favorite people here. But first, before I get excited, y'all, so happy Saturday. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Rita's Crimson Cafe, the Rita Sue Wilms Show. And, y'all, it's going to be a great show because it's going to be a wonderful show with one of my favorite people on it. Yep, my guest of honor. Man, you are going to love him just as much as I do. Yep. Listen, but before we go on, because you know I get a little bit excited, we got to kick things off right. So y'all know how we do. Everybody bow your heads and close your eyes. Bow and close. Thank you, Lord, for this another opportunity. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And before we go another further, I got to say good morning to my mama, Miss Edna Pemberton, the one and only Edna Pemberton. Y'all call her Miss P, right here in the Oak Cliff community portion of Dallas, Texas. That's right. Good morning, Mama. She's with me today. She's not sitting right beside me, but she is with me today. She's over there in the other room. Oh, excuse me, y'all. I had something in my throat. Anyway, now listen, we are over here at the Dallas Entrepreneur Center in Dallas, Texas, inside Redbird Mall. Don't forget, there is a wonderful, wonderful event going on here today with the owner of C. Lee Transportation. He is giving out some wonderful information about an amazing investment opportunity. So if you are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and you can make your way over here, come on over, 3662 West Camp Wisdom Drive, right here in Dallas, Texas. That's inside Redbird Mall or the shops at Redbird, on the second floor in the Dallas Entrepreneur Center, okay? So come on over. Listen, I got to say, give a shout-out to my sisters. Boy, I tell you, well, first let me start with my boys. Y'all know I call them my guardian angels. Bryce, the producer. BJ, my musician, my drummer. Brian, the entrepreneur. He is the owner and operator of Daniel's Digital. So if you need some logos, if you need some digital art, flyers, logos. He also is a videographer and photographer. So, hey, y'all hit him up. That's Brian, the entrepreneur. And Sergeant Williams, my youngest son. That's Brian Williams. He is in the U.S. Army stationed over there in Hawaii. Very proud of all of my children. You know, I say all the time that God knew not to give me no girls, honey. God gave me all boys because he knew. If he gave me some girls back then, somebody was going to be in jail. But listen, but later on, he did give me some girls. And for my boys that I marry, I have three daughters-in-law, two daughters, and I tell you, I love them dearly, and I even have a granddaughter, y'all. But and I love them all dearly, so I want to give a shout-out to them. My daughters first, y'all call her Angel, that's my honey bear, my baby bear. Baby bear, that's Amber. She is one of the characters on The Chosen. So if you have watched The Chosen and you see Tamar, that's my daughter, that's Amber. And then I have my daughters-in-law, my honey bun, that's Tamara, my sugar bear, That's Esther, and then my mahogany bear, that is Cass. So good morning to all my girls. Good morning to my grandchildren, my granddaughter. I call her Jazzy Cakes. She is an entrepreneur as well. Yes, that's right. And I got to give a shout out to my sisters, my three sisters. You know, that my mama called us her four angels, and she said, we're not perfect, but we're her angels. And so those are my sisters, Jean, Lisa, and Myra. They're all educators in different school districts, but they're all educators. Y'all my rock girl, okay? I got to say good morning to them and to everybody else, my family, my friends, everybody. Listen, if you want to call in, you can go ahead and call in right now so you can speak to our guest of honor. I'm going to introduce him to you guys right now in just a couple of minutes. 515-605-9888. Again, that's 515-605-9888. Now, listen. For those of you who are not familiar with this show, now on this particular show, we do not take time to spill everybody's tea, to pour everybody's tea, spill everybody's dirt, dig in their past and see what they've done wrong and all that good stuff. We don't do none of that. We are here to educate and to encourage our community, our children, youth, and young adults, and adults as well. We want to encourage them all to do their very best, to give their very best, and to keep striving to do better and better. Now, listen, this is a Christian show. I'm a church girl, proud of it. Yes, I am. So we also have people who write into the show, and they ask my opinion. So I give my opinion from a Christian standpoint. Listen, no, all Christians are not automatically judgmental, and I think we get judged more harshly than anybody else on the planet, honey. Once you say you're Christian, people start turning their nose up and say, oh, no, she's one of them. Yes, I am one of them. I am a Christian. That's right, that's right. Now, listen. We got to get on with the show. We have a wonderful guest of honor here with us this morning. Got up early this morning to be with us this morning. And we're so glad to have him here this morning. Once again, if you call into the show, if you listen to the show, you can call in to 515-605-9888. That's right, Jazzy Cakes. You better. I have a guest, a co-host with me this morning. Her name, y'all heard her last week, and she was one of my guests of honor before, and she's going to be my co-host again this morning. Right, Jazzy?
Yeah.
That's right. That's Jazzy. So, Jazzy, say good morning to the people.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah. Okay, now listen. We are going to go on with the show. We have a wonderful guest of honor. Let me introduce him right now. So, he is an author, okay? Now, he never really considered himself an author before because he just wrote a book. He just wanted to write a book. He was going through a little something. I'll let him talk to you about that. And he decided to write a book about it. And I think it is awesome because not many young people would think that, you know what, I'm going through a little something. What can I do about it? I don't want to just be mad. I don't want to just be disappointed. I don't want to just be upset. I actually want to make a difference. And so what he decided to do was to write a book about it. And we're going to let him talk about what he wrote a book about. But he did not stop there. He wrote another book and then another book and another and another. And he's working on 10 more right now as we speak. Y'all, I'm talking about. Once that spark got lit, and I'm so very proud of him. So let me introduce to them and present to others my homie. He's one of my homies. Y'all see me. I'm always on taking pictures with him, and I call them my little homies. And he's one of them. He is my eldest grandchild. He is 9. He is currently 9 years old. He'll be 10 in a couple of months. And he loves to draw. He loves to play. He loves to have fun. He loves to help people. He goes with me to feed the homeless. He gives away clothes. He likes to give people money. All of that. He is in the fourth grade at George Truett Elementary School. And so I want to introduce to some and present to others the one and the only Travion Jermaine Williams. Woo! Good morning, Travion.
Good morning.
Well, I didn't hear that. Good morning, Travion.
Good morning.
Yeah. We call him TJ. So good morning, TJ.
Good morning,
everybody. And I call him my Boogaloo. Good morning, Boogaloo.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah. So now listen, let me just ask you this. Come on, TJ, sit up here. Come closer. Come close to me. Come close to me so we can have a little confab. Mm-hmm. And chop it up a little bit. All right, so This is TJ. TJ, how old are you?
9 and a half.
He says 9 and a half. What grade are you in?
Fourth
grade. He's in the fourth grade. Now, before we get on to the books that you wrote, you guys, listen, if y'all want to call in and talk to TJ, just come on. Just call in and say, hey, say what's up. Y'all can call in too. 515-605-9888. Good. One more time. 515-605-9888. That's right. Y'all heard my co-host now do what she said now. Now, TJ, before going, what are some of the things that you like to do?
I love to draw because I'm a very good drawer.
Uh-huh.
I love looking up about animals because my favorite, my other favorite thing is animals. So I love cars.
Uh-huh.
And I love animals.
Right.
So I draw animals and cars. I know I'm a human, but I don't technically draw humans because it's kind of boring.
Uh-huh.
And so a bunch of animals and cars is kind of like fun. Sometimes I even draw like even monsters.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I draw Jesus, God. And even I love even playing and running. And also I love having my own business. And I love
you better say that. Y'all heard him. You better say that.
And I love writing books.
Yes. So now that you've opened the door to what you love about writing books and love about having your own business, y'all heard that. Now the boy said he got his own business. I hope y'all are listening. Parents, grandparents, aunties, uncles, all y'all. If you know that you see a child who has a special gift, something that they really love doing, it interests them a lot, and they want to do it, you need to go ahead and say, good morning. Y'all need to go ahead and think about opening a business for the child, because that's what we did, right, TJ?
Yes.
Yes, and you see, he said he loves doing it. Now, I'm not saying do something that you would love to see them doing. I'm saying doing something that they love doing. So, with that being said, What was the name of the very first book that you decided to write?
Midnight Prayers.
Well, Midnight Prayers, if I'm not mistaken, that's the second book. Your first book was called?
I have Midnight.
Yeah, it was Midnight. And tell them what made you want to write the book called Midnight.
Because I had a puppy. She was a German Shepherd. Her name was Midnight. But she died in her sleep as a puppy. And this morning, when I was in second grade, and when I was seven in the second grade, I was going to get my Midnight out to go, use the restroom outside in the backyard. But she was, like, laying down when I saw her. And then her eyes wasn't open. Her eyes was like open,
mm-hmm.
and blood started came out. So we knew she died as a puppy.
Right, and so then
she was a German Shepherd.
She was a German Shepherard, and so he came to me. I'm just going to help him out with this story just a little bit. So he came to me. He was really sad about losing Midnight, right? Because he loved playing with Midnight, honey. Yeah, so they would run around the house, scratch up all my rugs and stuff. So, and so he decided that, because he lost Midnight, he wanted to be able to do something with that grief. And so he just said, Gigi, may I do what?
I'll write a book about Midnight,
uh-huh.
about she dying.
Yeah. He wanted to write a book about the good times they had, so that he wouldn't feel so bad about her passing away, right?
Yes.
And so he did. And I said, okay, just write down everything that you want to say about Midnight, and what we'll do, Gigi will take a look at it, and then we'll put it into a book. And that's exactly what he did, right?
Yes.
And so the first book is called Midnight. Now, that book has not been published yet because we still need it to be illustrated. So we're going to send it off to someone to get it illustrated, and then he's going to publish that book. But right now, the book that you do have published is called?
Midnight Prayers.
Midnight Prayers, and it is a book of?
Prayers.
It is literally a book of prayers. And if someone wanted to buy a book called Midnight Prayers by Trayvion Jermaine Williams, where can they find that book?
On Amazon online. And type my name, Trayvion Williams. And then if you see it, there will be three books, actually. Not just Midnight Prayers. There will be a Midnight Sketchbook and a Midnight Composition book.
See?
Cost $10.
Okay, so see, we hadn't got to that yet, but he went ahead and put it out on that there. So let me tell you now. So now we're talking about a 9-year-old who has how many published books right now?
Three.
Three published books right now, right this minute now, and it's on
Amazon online.
On Amazon. So listen, I am so serious. We have a 9-year-old who has three published books right now. Now listen, if you want to, I want to encourage everybody, go ahead and call in and say hi to TJ. Tell TJ congratulations. We would love to see TJ on the bestsellers list, right, TJ?
Yes.
And so, listen, if you want to call and say hi to TJ, the number is 515-605. Come on, co-host, you missed your cue. 515-605-9888. That's right. Yeah, that's my co-host, Jazzy. She over here playing with some Kinect sands. So, we got to get her back on cue.
I started my business at a very young age.
That's right, at 7 years old. And, oh, we have someone on the phone. Let's see if we can get them on. Someone called in. Phone number 8472. Good morning.
Good morning. Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. Shouts out to TJ, support on your whole journey. I've been listening. I'm loving the interaction with you and the youngin. It's powerful and priceless that we teach them right away while they're young before they get too old where we can't teach them no more. So I'm just elated. I'm happy to be here. It's a good day. It's a super Saturday. It's time to get paid. And that's what I got.
That's right. Thank you so much. Hang on there for me just a second because TJ wants to say something to you, but we're going to give out just a little bit of information. So just hold on for me, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, everybody. Now, listen, once again, if you want to just call in just to say hello to TJ, you can say good morning. And then, you know what? I'm sure he'll be glad to hear from you guys. So once again, that number is 515-605-9888. That's my co-host right there, y'all. Once again, that's 515-605-9888. Uh-huh, that's right. So now, listen, everybody. Okay, so we're talking right here to Trayvion Jermaine Williams, you call him TJ, and
for short,
that's right. And we are talking about him and his we're talking about him and his business, okay? And so what he did was he decided to start his own business. Well, he decided to write a book. And so not only is it books, but he decided to turn it into an entire business. And so his business is called TJ's Midnight Movement. I'll let you tell. You tell it. What's the name of your business?
TJ's Midnight Movement.
So TJ's Midnight Movement. Because after he wrote the book of prayers, he wanted to create some other things with his business. Can you tell us what some of those things are?
A toy, cereal,
mm-hmm.
And since I made a sketchbook, I was thinking doing a activity book.
Uh-huh.
A coloring book,
uh-huh.
And a bunch of things.
Y'all hear that? He wants to create a cereal with a toy midnight inside of it, right?
And even there's toys by itself, like a mogul troll, like, you know, those like dogs that move, that you have a troll and you move it and you make it move by itself.
Yes.
It's like a robot.
Yes.
That's what type of toy too.
And he wants to create a midnight toy, robotic, with the remote control, right?
Uh-huh. And even a midnight Hot Wheels. You know those, like, you know Hot Wheels make movies or shows, like the people shows, but it's like car related.
Yes.
Like the just their colors.
Uh-huh.
That's what I want to do, like to make a Hot Wheel, but in midnight colors.
Man, listen, y'all better get on board. This we talking to TJ. Y'all hear all the stuff that he said he want to do? Oh my goodness! Like what in the whole world? Listen, everybody. He's got three books already published on Amazon, and he's got, if I'm not mistaken, already five other books in the works because he wanted to do different covers for his composition book and for his sketchbook, correct? Am I on the right track?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not trying to speak for him. I'm just trying to help remind you. So, you know, make sure you tell the people so they don't know. And we would love to see TJ on a bestsellers list at 9 years old. This is a black. Good morning, everybody. For those of you who are just tuning in, good morning. And welcome to Rita's Crimson Cafe, the Rita Sewell Show. And we are online right now talking with my special guest, Trayvion Williams. We call him TJ. He is 9 years old. And at 7 years old, he published his first book. And you can find it on Amazon. You have to look up his name. How do you spell your name? Because I know your name is spelled a little differently, right?
Yes.
Okay, so tell him really, really slow how to spell your name.
A capital T-R. E-A-Y-V-E-O-N.
Yes. T-R-E-A-Y-V-E-O-N, right?
Yes.
That's how you spell Trayvion.
You have to put a capital T for the first because maybe Amazon Online won't get it because sometimes they won't get it if you put a capital in the first. So you if you put a lowercase at first, you have to put a capital.
Okay. All right. Y'all hear his instructions now. Y'all do what the child said now. He know what he's talking about. He's trying to tell you how to find his book. Now, everybody needs to go online and support this little nine-year-old and his efforts. He's got 3 books right now on Amazon Live, and he's working on 5 more simultaneously. Also, you heard what he said. He wants to do a coloring book, an activity book, a cereal with a miniature midnight inside, and a remote control midnight, right?
Yes, and we can just say toys because I'm thinking doing a lot of different type of toys, but it might take so long to say all of them. So instead, I'm just gonna say toys.
Okay, he's gonna do toys. That's why he called it TJ's Midnight Movement. It is a whole movement, and I just want to say this. I want to say thank you to the Dallas branch of the NAACP, President Dr. Sharon Middlebrook, because they gifted Trayvion with a grant this past Tuesday, right?
Yes.
Now, we're not going to say how much it was because they ain't everybody bending, mind your business, but we just want to say thank you to the Dallas branch of the NAACP for also believing in Trayvion and gifting him with this grant fund to help him with his business. That's amazing, right?
Yes. I'm just going to say it's less than $300.
Don't be showing all your business like that.
Didn't tell the whole thing.
No, don't tell less than, more than. Don't give anybody any ideas. Ain't none of y'all business how much it was. Just say it was a grant. Amen. We're going to leave it at that. All right, listen, guys, once again, if you are listening and tuning in, and if you just tuned in, thank you and welcome to the Aunt Rita's Crimson Cafe. Right here in Miss Rita, Aunt Rita's Crimson Cafe on the Rita Sue Will Show, and we are speaking with Trayvion Jermaine Williams. We call him TJ. He is 9 years old, and he is in fourth grade. And we also need to reach out to the Dallas superintendent because he needs to know, or he or she. I'm sorry, it's my fault. I'm not sure who the Dallas superintendent is right now, but they need to know there are still some good things coming out of DISD, the Dallas Independent School District, because they have a fourth grader, a nine-year-old, who has 3 published books right now on Amazon, and he's currently working on 10 more books simultaneously, and he's going to have some more books out and toys. They need to know that. Don't you think they need to know that?
Yes.
What up, my co-host? Jazz, don't you think they need to know that?
Yeah.
All right, now, before we get started, do you have anybody who you would like to say thank you for helping out with your business?
Yes. My grandmother's talking right now because she's the one that my dad, of course, he'll just, like, say yes, but also he'll just tell me to write type all the time and try to go straight to Amazon by myself. And so, but my dad is trying to help me. He's like drawing for the covers because he's a very good artist. you could go up to his business and my grandma's business that's talking because she has her own business too. Where she
well, I appreciate that. We're going to talk about you as well. You're so sweet, but thank you. Who else you want to give a shout-out to? He said his dad. Listen, y'all. Y'all know how people always say mamas get all the credit. They always say, hi, mama. Thanks, mom. He gave a shout-out to his daddy. That's what I'm talking about. I love it.
Mm-hmm. My mom, because she has gave me some ideas.
All right.
And other books.
That's his
paper.
Mom. His mom and dad. Who else you want to give a shout-out to?
My sister, because she has given me other ideas also and tell me what should I do and gave me some choices.
All right.
Plus,
shout out to the sister.
Some family members just say you have to do that, you have to do that. But my family members just say you could do that or you could do that because it's like they giving you a choice. They giving me a choice to
do. You better say that. Y'all, let me tell you guys something. When I first asked him about being my guest on the radio show for this morning, he was like, well, I want to say yes, but I don't know if I should say yes because I'm not really good at talking in front of people or knowing when people are going to listen. I think you're doing a fantastic job. What do you think, Jazzy Cakes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think you're doing a great job. Once again, guys, we are speaking with Travion Williams. We call him TJ. And if you want to call and say hi to him, you can dial into 515-605-9888. Yes, ma'am, Jazzy.
I was going to say, every time you ask me something, I'm going to say, oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I thank you for that. So we're speaking with TJ, and we're talking about his book. And now he was talking about, as an entrepreneur, let me ask you this. Was it hard to get started as an entrepreneur?
Kind of, like, in the between because it just depends how the writing and typing because, you know, sometimes you don't know how to type really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you know how to type slow like me.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to write, but you have to keep thinking about writing, but it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also, that's the hardest part. The easiest part is illustrating. And once you get done with it, you don't have to worry about it again. It'll be illustrated and you could make the money.
You better say that. He's an illustrating. I'm impressed. Now, let me ask you this. Have you gotten a whole lot of great support from your friends and family?
Yes, but the friends, it's just, I've been helping them too. They don't have their own business,
mm-hmm.
but here's the thing. This is not about me. My friends have been, a lot of been bullied a bunch of bullies. Some even got a black eye. But I'm still helping them,
mm-hmm.
and I'm backing out the bullies I don't want my friends to get mad or get sad or get beat up.
That's right. Now, listen, how about this? Have you ever thought about writing a book about bullying or not bullying? What do you think? Do you think that might be a good idea?
Yes.
Okay, so... Because sometimes, let me just say this, especially at your age, because you're 9 years old, right? You'll be 10 in a couple of months. So especially at your age, your age group, sometimes when kids who are bullies, it's because they see that someone is doing well at something, and they may not know how to say good job, so they maybe kind of feel a little bit left out, feel a little bit jealous, and so they go to bullying instead of congratulating kids. And so maybe we can write a book, maybe you can write a book showing bullies, showing children your age what they can do instead of bullying. How about you start your own business? Now, if they have their own business, I don't think they'll be bullying people anymore, huh? Because they'll be so excited about having their own business and making their own money. What do you think about that?
Yes.
So sometimes it's a matter of encouraging them and to do better. And so we'll work on that. And y'all, listen, I'm telling you, the time is already up.
Oh,
30 minutes went by fast. Hold on a second. That 30 minutes went by fast. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to our Rita's Crimson Cafe,
Queen,
the Rita's the One Show.
I got one question. I would like to have my daughter. I have my daughter here, Empress Love. I want her to speak to Mr. TJ and Empress Love. Say hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
What's your name?
Empress Love.
I'm sorry. Say that one more time. What's your name?
Empress Love.
Empress Love. So say good morning to Empress Love.
Yes.
Good morning, Empress Love. How old are you?
Hello. I'm 7. How about you?
What do you like to do?
I like to draw, make crafts, and I like to be nice.
What's your favorite thing to draw?
I'll probably say, like, realistic people.
That was interesting.
Yeah, it is kind of interesting to make stuff.
I have a sketchbook.
Oh,
I'm gonna send
me
one.
Too. Huh?
Outstanding. So, Miss Empress Love, so we're just talking to TJ here, and TJ made his own sketchbook. And how about, Dad, if we can send one, I will purchase it, and I would love to send Miss Empress one of TJ's sketchbooks. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Dad, is that okay with you?
Yes, ma'am, 100%. This is radio.
Okay.
This is what my daughter know me for. This is where we are, so yes.
All
about it.
So this is what I'll do. I am going to, if you can go to my Facebook page, it's simply Rita Williams. And if you can DM me your address, and I will make sure I will send an autographed copy of TJ's book, his sketchbook. I'll tell you what, I'll go a step further. I'm going to get all three of his books, and I'm going to make sure that he autographs them, and we're going to send them in a bundle to Miss Empress Love. How about that?
That sounds good, Queen. And Rita Williams, that's a walk down a wormhole. The number I'm calling you on, if you can text me your email address, I will text you back with mailing address and make sure you have all my contact information. I want to help you. I love what TA is doing. You see my daughter said, listening with me. But we can't do it if the kids don't do it first. So I'm all for young people making moves. I'm all for that.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. This has been such a blessing. And I want to thank you for tuning in. And thank you, Ms. Empress Love. Thank you to everybody who tuned in. I couldn't get to all the calls, but thank you so much for tuning in. Everybody, listen, our time is up, and we are going to call it a day. Yes, TJ, you have one more thing?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I'm working on a book. It's an adventure book. If you don't like cats, you don't have to, but it's called The Big Cat. It has some names. The characters' names you might recognize. Pretty much you might recognize. But once it's illustrated, it's called The Big Cat. It's an adventure story for like a bunch of like different types of big around cats.
Okay, so we're going to have an adventure story that he's working on, too. He's got so many things. I want to encourage all the young people out there, if you have something that you are working on, keep going at it. Even if you only get one customer, you just keep going. I'm telling you, I just love it. And thank you all so much for tuning in again. We will see you here next Saturday, 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you to my co-host, Jazzy.
You're welcome. And I have one more thing to say. I hope y'all have a blessed day and make sure to illustrate my brother's business for him.
That's right. Go buy his book, Travion Williams. Go on Amazon and order. Y'all, let's put him on the bestsellers list. Okay, I will see you guys next Saturday right here, same channel, same station, the Rita Sue Will Show right here on KDCMRadio.com. Man, you guys, this was a good show, and I am so, so so, so thankful. TJ, great job.